This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Here we go with your recap for Friday, November 18th, 2022. Time is flying by, huh? Getting ready for Thanksgiving and everything. Something you don't really want to think about is your toilets, because it's kind of a simple design. They're durable, and they need to be repaired every now and then. But there does come a time where you may want to consider getting a new toilet. This is according to the experts. There really is no definitive lifetime for a toilet that can last anywhere from 10 years to 50 years. But it really depends on things that you notice. The most obvious sign that your toilet is ready to be replaced is it stops doing what it's supposed to be doing, which is to flush your leavings into the sewer system. If it's not doing that, there's a good chance you just need to get it replaced. Now, of course, everything needs to be repaired every now and then. But if you're finding out that it's a lot more repaired than it's worth, go ahead and get a new toilet. They're not that expensive. If you see cracks in the toilet, definitely time to replace. You never know when those cracks actually may completely break off on the porcelain, especially if you're sitting on it. That'd be a little uncomfortable. Not to mention, even little hairline fractures could cause water to leak and start warping your floor. And finally, when you have like a wobbling toilet from time to time, it generally means that there's the bolts that hold it to the floor are a little bit loose. You just need to tighten those up. But if you do find yourself tightening them up consistently, it's a good sign that you basically need a new toilet. Here's the good thing about the modern toilet, although it's kind of the same design that it's always been, they're actually getting a little bit better, a lot more water efficient, a lot more powerful, and they last a whole lot longer as well. All right, 5 billion people are expected to tune in for all or part of the 2022 FIFA Men's World Cup soccer match, which gets underway in Qatar coming up this Sunday, and it will continue through December 18th. One of the big things I thought was kind of interesting is how much money Qatar has spent to get the World Cup. $220 billion, not including about the 10% that went to bribe FIFA officials. Not very flattering in any sense, but they did spend a lot of money, and that's probably why Qatar was able to get the World Cup move from a summer event to a fall event. But in all honesty, probably why it was done that way is that the temperature rarely falls below 98 degrees at nighttime in the summer. You can only imagine how hot it would be playing in the middle of the day. So temperatures generally more comfortable around 79 degrees this time of the year when it's there. And then for the men's national team, wow. Second youngest players in the tournament. They are bested by Ghana by literally a few days, but they are pretty young and they are incredibly awesome. All of them play either professionally with Major League Soccer or across in all the European leagues as well. We'll have our first generation of Generation Z World Cup USA team playing Wales on Monday at 2 p.m. That's got to be on Fox, by the way. France, the defending champions, expected to do pretty well as well as Brazil, Argentina, Netherlands, Germany, and Spain. Sometimes gravy just doesn't cut it, especially in the context of Thanksgiving. Not everyone is a fan of that heavy, gloppy gravy. A lot of times is missing some really good flavor. So this year, consider a simple 2-ingredient gravy consisting of fry sage and salted brown butter. Simple enough, don't you think? Medium heat, get a saucepan, put a stick of butter in there to melt. Once you start noticing the foam turning, it'll start to melt and then get foamy, and then that foam will start turning a light brown. That's when you're going to want to toss in a handful of the fresh sage leaves. Don't worry about cutting them up or anything, but what you want to do is you're going to want to fry them in the butter. Basically, about 2 minutes each side. It means about under 10 minutes, you should have everything ready to go. Then you're going to want to drain all that into a cup and then use an immersion blender to pulsate 3 or 4 times to make those leaves get smaller and smaller and actually look like kind of confetti. But here's the nice thing. It is a flavor enhancer. You're going to love it. The sage and butter gravy in time for Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, adding a little bit more pop to your flavor if you're hosting this year, adding some condiments to boost up your flavor. Because, you know, there's always one relative, I don't know what it is, but they enjoy the pain of burning pepper so much, it brings them so much joy. And turkey is generally bland and stuff is generally bland. So why not add a little jar of chili crisp packed with chilies, peppercorn, spices, nuts, and fried onion and garlic. Perfect to add a little bit of heat to those who want it. Save a bit of that cranberry sauce and create cranberry mustard. This sounds pretty good. Mix up dry mustard, water, and cranberry sauce. It'll make a scorchingly sweet, savory bite. Odd as it sounds, adding mayonnaise to the dinner table at Thanksgiving is not a bad move. I mean, you really think about it. We add mayonnaise to our sandwiches when we eat turkey at the day after or the week after. And mayo can add richness when swirled into your potatoes or tossed in with your roasted vegetables, even swapped on top of those hot meats. And then finally, MSG, which has gotten kind of a bad rap over the years. But basically, MSG is a flavor enhancer. And what it means is it works with it's a umami booster, which actually makes your taste buds taste more things. And the big misconception is back in the late 90s, there was a rumor going around that MSG causes headaches, causes other feelings of discomfort. In fact, it was known, sadly, as the Chinese restaurant syndrome because a lot of Chinese restaurants would use it in their cooking. But you can look it up for yourself. There is several blind studies found that no such effects of headaches or feeling discomfort was associated with MSG in large quantities or in small quantities. So go ahead and use that. We're entering the coldest air in quite a while here in North Central Florida, and that does lead to the old adage my mother used to give me is that if I wanted to go outside and play, I needed to bundle up because if you're outside and you're cold, you could catch a cold. Is that true? Well, I didn't have the heart to tell Mom that. No, that's really not accurate. It's probably a better way to say it. First off, understanding what colds and flus are. Basically, they're a little bit of a virus. They're a germ, and that means they are going to find their way into our body somehow. Generally, it would make kind of sense to say that chilly weather would indicate it would cause you to have a cold because it happens when it's cold outside. But think about this. When you're outside, mostly in the summer, you can't do that in the winter. It's cold. So you're more inside, and therefore you're closer to other people, and that means that, well, those viruses have a nice little easy jump from one person to the other. But probably the biggest thing that you wouldn't think about is the mucous membranes in your nose. A lot of the colds and flus that we get come in through the nose. And why a lot of them are stopped is that you have the mucous membranes. But in the wintertime, it's drier outside, which means those mucous membranes can dry up, giving you that dry nose. And that is just enough room for those viruses to sneak on in and cause problems. So there's that. And then finally, we learned about figgy putty spam. Uh-huh. You know, the lyric of "We wish you a Merry Christmas" asking a lot about people bringing and enjoying figgy pudding. What exactly is figgy pudding? Well, it depends. It is a traditional British Christmas dish. And of course, spam, we know, that's a big American pantry staple. When there's nothing else to cook, there's always a can of spam. But here's the thing. The figgy pudding we have today is very different from what it was in the 14th century. Today, it's more or less like a fruitcake. It's a dome-shaped cake made with alcohol and dried fruit. But back when its origination, back in the 14th century, figgy pudding actually was a meat and fruit stew. In any case, Hormel, who makes Spam, has decided to make figgy pudding Spam by adding some spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, allspice, and cloves into specially marked cans of Spam. And unlike figgy pudding, which today does not contain any sort of figs and is technically a pudding, but not really is what we would consider a pudding, the figgy pudding Spam does have fig flavor. So there you go. Show for today, Friday, November 18th, 2022. I'm Chris Malone. Take it next week off, so I will join you the last few days of November coming up a week from Monday. But I always welcome your comments, your feedback, your suggestions. You can email me, C-M-A-L-O-N-E at audacy.com. That's spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.